SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, a program devoted to traditional folk instruments in Switzerland.
The sound of the Alphorn, musical symbol of the Swiss mountains, yet not exclusively Swiss. Horns, on which only natural tones can be played, belong to the oldest instruments man ever made. The Alphorn, 10 to 12 feet long and made of a very special wood, was possibly once used as a means of communication, conveying messages from mountain and to the valleys. Its haunting sound is enhanced most beautifully by the echo, an acoustic phenomenon common to all mountain regions. In the course of the 19th century, in Switzerland, as in most European countries, the accordion became the most popular instrument in folk music. In certain rural areas, typically Swiss accordions were soon made, sometimes even as a home craft. These instruments, relatively small, diatonic, button-keyed hand organs, vary in sound and construction from region to region, sometimes from one manufacturer to another. Here is a duo playing the very popular Schweizer Örgeli, originating from the central Swiss region of Schwyz. The instrumental combination of two accordions and string bass has remained one of the most popular in traditional Swiss country music.
Thank you.
While accordion and bass are relatively recent additions, the violin was known and widely used in Swiss folk music long before the accordion was even invented. Here is a mazurka played in the old style by a group from the Emmental, specializing in traditional Swiss folk dances, and consisting of violin, clarinet, bass, and the small and very simple so-called Langnau accordion, the oldest Swiss form of the instrument. There are certain Swiss country regions where the zither is still in use as a folk instrument, either in solo or in group performances. Actually, zithers may differ from one region to the other. In Glarus, it is the more conventional, classic type, known, for example, also in Austria. However, in the Toggenburg region in eastern Switzerland, at Kriens in the central part of the country, and in the Emmental Valley in the canton of Bern, we find the so-called Halszither, which looks more like an instrument of the guitar, mandolin, or lute family, and is played in a similar manner. Let us listen to a march performed by an expert zither soloist from the canton of Glarus. Drumming and fifing is also quite a tradition in Switzerland, especially at carnival time in the city of Basel, but also in other areas of the country. Basel carnival drummers and fifers, who start learning their art at an early age, are usually grouped in so-called cliques, which have their own costumes and masks and vie with each other for top honors. The many Swiss mercenaries who fought in foreign service throughout the centuries helped introduce and keep alive the tradition of drumming and fifing, not only in Basel, but in the Rhone Valley as well. In this region, too, there are competitions for performers on these instruments, and here is a champion fifer of the Valais with his group of folk musicians. In the Rhone Valley, we also find another special Swiss folk instrument, the hackbrett, which strongly resembles the dulcimer or the cymbalum of Eastern European gypsies. It is, however, best known in Switzerland as one of the instruments used in the traditional string bands of the Appenzell in northeastern Switzerland, the other instruments being the violin, the cello, and the double bass. Between the two regions, there are differences in style and in the technique of playing the hackbrett. In both cases, however, the strings are not plucked, but struck by little mallets. In Appenzell music, it sounds like this. Thank you. Speaking of string instruments, the guitar and the mandolin are heard quite often in folk music in Switzerland, especially in the southern part of the country, with Italy just across the border. Though very close to Italian folk music, the traditional sound of Ticino music has much of a flavor of its own. Swiss country music would be almost unthinkable without the clarinet, which replaced the fifes, flutes, and recorders of earlier days. One of the most famous Swiss folk clarinetists was the late Jost Ribari, whom we now hear in a memorable performance. Thank you. many a Swiss country home, music making has been a tradition for generations. This very family tradition constitutes one of the most solid roots of Swiss folk music in all its rich variety. There are country bands in which up to three generations of one family may be represented, and the tune which concludes this program of Swiss folk music is performed by such a family orchestra. The Ebi family band from the Emmental, consisting of grandfather, father, mother, sons and daughters, plays a wide range of folk instruments, from the trumpet and trombone to the clarinet, from the accordion to the bass fiddle.
You've been listening to Traditional Folk Instruments in Switzerland, another program in the Musica Helvetica transcription series produced by the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.